Have you ever miscalculated the weather? I mean, really miscalculated the weather. I have a funny story. All my stories are true. I took a trip to Israel a number of years ago, and I was just so happy to get there. Israel is a place that I've always wanted to visit. You know, you read it about it in the Bible, and I was so happy to go that I never checked the weather. I think we went like in January or February, one of those months. And I'm thinking, listen, I know Israel doesn't have snow. And if it does have snow, it's up in the mountains, but we're not going to be in the mountains. So I don't need a heavy hat. I don't need a heavy jacket. So I'm looking GQ smooth. And then we touched down in Israel. And then, oh my goodness, people, I'm freezing. My teeth are chattering. I'm seeing these other people with winter jackets, bombers on. And I'm like, my goodness. So the very first day, I kept my hands in my pocket. I'm just shivering because I didn't bring enough clothing out of the hotel. I'm going to have to layer up. When I went to the hotel that night, I called my wife and I said, baby, did you know that Israel has winter? She goes, of course Israel has winter. And I explained to her I didn't pack it. Let me tell you, I miscalculated the weather. What a mistake. Obviously, I survived it. I was able to wear enough layering that I was okay, and I end up having a very, very memorable trip. But I never forgot that. I never forgot. Even today, I always make sure that I check what the weather is supposed to be because I don't want to be in that position again. There's something to be said about miscalculating something. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me, is speaking about another miscalculation that we have a tendency of doing. This one has far more greater ramifications than what I was just speaking about. He was speaking about miscalculating your building, you as a builder. In Matthew 7:24, there's a small verse that says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which build his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone who hears these sayings of mine, and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which builds his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. What words, what truth. Today I just want to just speak to you briefly about miscalculating the weather, or miscalculating your life. Jesus tells a parable that compares and contrasts two builders, one a wise and one a fool. He emphasized how critical it is to have a strong foundation, a solid foundation, a firm foundation on this thing called life. And he uses a building metaphor to get his point across. Perhaps because he was the son of a carpenter, or perhaps he knew that whatever point in history someone would read this, you would understand this, that in order to build a solid structure, material is important. Whether you're using wood, whether you're using metal, whether you're using stone, cement. But what's even greater than the material you use is the foundation that is built on. Our lives are just like that. Imagine if you decide to build your life on riches and you had wealth. Today you're a wealthy person, but your wealth was tied up in the stocks, or your wealth was tied up in a bank, or your wealth was tied up in a safe, and that safe was inside your home. And something happened. An earthquake, a robbery, stock market crash, fire, something. Everything that you were hoping to accomplish, or everything that you desired to have or to be, in a moment would be gone. And you understand that, because that's not superficial. You and I, we do this all the time. You know, we have a couple of hundred bucks on us, so we know, okay, I can't buy a car with it today, but what I could do, I could buy some groceries, or I can buy a new pair of shoes, or we know what we can do. We know the limit to our finances. We know our spending power, our buying power in that situation and circumstance. Well, God wants us to look at our lives and say, well, what is your life built on? So Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, speaks on two buildings, two different foundations, but yet experience the same circumstances. And this is one of the things that I love about God. He doesn't promise us as Christians that it's going to be all roses and lollipops. He doesn't promise us as Christians that we are going to be without pressure, without evil, without temptation. And how do I know that? Listen to what he says in verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which builds his house upon a rock. So, two things to notice. One, he said, a person who listens, that person is wise. And this person who wise, because they listen, and they did, what do? They built upon a rock. You know, you can't get a more solid foundation than a rock. And the rock, in terms of your life, is Jesus. The Bible calls him our chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone. He's the rock of our foundation. We know that he cannot be moved. He cannot be touched. He cannot be uprooted or diluted. He's God all by himself. So he goes on and says, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Whenever a person decides to live for Christ, whenever a person decides that this is what they're going to do, they're going to trust God. They're going to trust his word. They're going to do what the Bible says to do, and they're going to not to do what the Bible says to do. Every Sunday for the past 8 years in our church, and every Bible study, we conclude the same way. I didn't invent this, but I adopted it many years ago, and I brought it to the church. I say this. We take our Bibles in our left hand, whether it's our tablets, our smartphone, or our good old-fashioned leather-bound Bibles, King James Version, what have you, and we put our right hand over our heart. And I always say, this is where your Bible needs to be. It needs to be in your heart. Because there will come a time, there will come a place where you will be tested, you will be challenged, and you have to know the word. You won't be able to say, hey, listen, let me get my iPhone 10 and find out where it is. Siri, what does it say in Revelations 12:12? No, you need to know the word immediately. And I ask the congregation to repeat after me. And what I love is that we have some young people in our church that screams this at the top of their lungs. It's a little fun time for them, but it's serious, and I promise you they'll never forget it. This is what they say. They said, "This is my Bible. It contains the words of my Father. I am what it says that I am. I can have what it says I can have, and I can do what it says I can do. I'm blessed, and I'm highly favored of the Lord." They speak over themselves and into themselves the truth of God's word. This is what it means to build your life on the rock. That regardless of what the weather is, regardless of how windy it gets and stormy it gets, and when the water rises, and when the enemy comes upon you like a flood, God promises that he will raise a standard against him. You know that. But if you're not careful, you miss what it also says in Matthew 7, 26. "And everyone that heareth these saying of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon a sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." I've seen many, many a man whose lives have been destroyed, at the very least, careers have been put on hold because they didn't build it upon the rock, but they built it upon the sand. Yeah, they worked hard. They invested well. They calculated that risk, but they miscalculated the weather. And when the rain fell, they got flooded and was swept away in the tide of life. Their reputation, their career. There was a politician just the other day who been accused of having an inappropriate relationship with some young women. He was a very powerful man in our province. Very powerful man. And literally, within a 12-hour span, from the time that it made the news, 12 hours later, he was no longer the head of that political party. And the opinion was that he was guilty without ever having a time in court. I don't know what his spiritual beliefs are. I don't know if he had a relationship with Jesus. But when I see those things, it reminds me of what I need to do. I need to stay rooted and grounded in God. I need to keep my eyes on him. I got to remember that life happens to all of us. I don't want you to miscalculate the weather. I don't want you to look outside today and look at your life and say, you know, it's sunny and the sun's always going to shine. The weather's always going to be fair. It's always going to be nice. And just consequently, it's not always going to be rainy. It's not always going to be cold. It's not always going to be dry. That too will pass. But you have to make sure that you are building your life upon what really matters. And Jesus Christ is what really matters. I'm here to tell you today that he loves you. He loves you exclusively. Won't you let him into your heart today? Won't you let him into your life? Won't you allow him to forgive you of all of your sins and all those things that you have done that were wrong and said that were wrong and thought that were wrong? He wants to forgive you. He wants you to come home. He wants you to build your life, the rest of your life, upon a solid foundation. That you too will be able to tell someone when the rain falls and the flood comes and the winds blow and beat upon that thing called life, it will not fall because you decided to build your life upon the rock. Hey, thank you for listening. God bless you. Bye for now.